This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chef and Good Day program in detail. We're going to launch off into a discussion of the VA again. Some new wrinkles, some new space, some new positions. Tuesday, the 27th of May on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into a discussion which will be in the next few minutes sort of covering a multitude of areas. The concerns about the rampant allegations, veterans stuck in limbo waiting for care. Hundreds of jobs remain unfilled at the Department of Veterans Affairs, including at some of the very locations where doctors supposedly were too short-staffed to see patients. A search on Friday, the USA Jobs Federal Employment website showed more than 1,000 current vacancies in health-related fields at the Veterans Administration. What an outrage. The search of the words VA and physician yielded 167 job openings with top-range salaries at $295,000 a year. There are 18 openings alone in the Phoenix healthcare system, same one facing allegations that up to 40 people died while waiting for treatment. One full-time position is for the chief of medicine. The vacancy posted April 15th, open until June 13th, comes with an annual salary of $235,000. The VA pitches the job as a don't miss this opportunity. The ad boasts that, quote, as a VA physician, your opportunities are endless. The agency offers generous paid time off and a variety of predictable and flexible scheduling opportunities. Excuse me. So why are the vacancies as critical as they are in this circumstance? Whistleblowers coming forward to criticize how the agency is handling its massive caseload. The allegations generally accuse local VA facilities of pushing patients off and then manipulating their records to make it seem like they're receiving care. And in fact, they aren't. They're lying. Officials, in explaining the overburdened system, have pointed to the influx of veterans from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as the long-term care of aging vets from Vietnam. Another reason for us to be looking carefully at what we are doing still in Afghanistan and what we did when we were in Iraq. White House says, quote, one of the spokespersons said, we go to Afghanistan, leave Afghanistan for Iraq with unfinished business in Afghanistan. The problems have been years in the making. The Bush administration screwed this up, and now the current administration is screwing it up even more. Of course, the current administration try to blame the problems on Bush when they have plenty of explaining to do themselves. Hundreds of vacancies show the VA, with the influx of veterans, is not even operating at full capacity. Now, after all this attention, the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America questioned why the department didn't better prepare for the returning veterans by staffing up. These are self-inflicted wounds. It's not a money issue. It's a prioritization issue. It's a management issue. It's, hello, is anybody home? They knew they were going to have more veterans who needed care. Why the heck didn't they prepare? I'm not surprised, are you? The lawmakers obviously are trying to shift the blame. It's cover your butt time. The Inspector General at the VA says 26 facilities are now being investigated around the country, not only the one in Phoenix, but elsewhere, pretty much in every corner of the country. Some have accused administrators of cooking the books, creating an environment that encouraged VA staff to manipulate times. The veterans had to wait. Mental health issues. You know as well as I do that some of these people that were whistleblowers who were in need of service have been run out, dishonorably discharged, kept out of the system because they did what they thought was right. So now comes Eric Shinseki, who sends out a letter vowing to do better, promised to investigate every allegation. That was after he talked to Obama. What an embarrassment. What a joke. What an outrage. He said in the letter, as we approach Memorial Day, a special significance to our nation, VA redoubling its efforts. Words, 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 words. As the scandal plays out, the VA continues its march to fill the vacancies for healthcare officials at its clinics and hospitals across the country. Let's see. There's a position that's advertised in Kansas City, full-time radiologist, pay range from $98,000 to $295,000. My God. This is shameful. 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 All right, so we'll now go to a conversation with Scott Fredericks, who's in our Billings affiliate, continuing with more information and insight into the VA scandal here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Veterans Administration scandal is something that has people, even if you haven't been in the service, I've been in the service. My father was in the Coast Guard for the entire duration of World War II. I've told the story many times about my uncle, who was commander of the USS Wahoo. I have not got a family, other than that, a family tree of distinguished service members, because I don't have a very big family. And it does sort of bother me that
if you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. plus Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Seventh Good Day program with our focus on the VA scandal from the point of view of a congressman in Montana. Congressman Steve Daines had been on with Scott Fredericks, who is the host of the program that follows this program on KYAA in Billings. So you have, I'm going to guess, because of the importance of your station, Congressman Daines on with regularity. Should I assume that, Scott?
Yeah, and tomorrow we're going to have a special program, 2 hours, where we're going to have our senior senator in, who is one of the main people on the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. He's going to be live in studio, and we're going to have veterans talking also about their different experiences. We're going to have Congressman Daines on, so it's going to be a wild program tomorrow.
One of the things that happened over the weekend, I'm not sure whether KYAA carries the weekend, the Good Day Weekend program.
But if not, they should, Scott. Yeah, exactly. A message sponsored. Yeah. By Doug
Steffen. Anyway, discussion of veterans' benefits, veterans' treatment in hospital, was one of the mainstays of our Saturday get-together. And the conversation basically was driven by people calling, and you can do the same if you want, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I'm sure there's a lot of activity about Veterans Day there. With the coverage being so prominent of what's going on, people are thinking about what their experiences are, and some people have good experiences, which is another problem. Why should it be different in one place than it is in another? And that seems to bother people. But more than anything else, those who were in the World War II theaters of war or Korea seem to be okay. It's the Vietnam era and beyond that, or closer to us in terms of time, like Afghanistan. So the president goes to Afghanistan to glad hand soldiers over there, while back here, soldiers that have been in uniform in Afghanistan are being denied treatment. In fact, some of them, and I wonder if you talk to Daines about this. If you don't, you ought to bring it up tomorrow, Scott. How many have been discharged because they were whistleblowers, or they have done things, if the Army's been trying to find ways to get these people with medical problems discharged dishonorably, so not only do they not have any benefits, they're done, they're retired, all of the anything. And some of the stuff has been really trumped up. Have you investigated or talked to anybody about that?
Yeah, a few people, in fact, had a conversation on Saturday with two World War II vets. And I asked them what their experience with the VA was, and, you know, they just gave glowing remarks. So think you're totally right on when you were talking about World War II veterans, the Korean veterans and everything like that being treated very, very well. But when we get down to the Iraqians and Afghanistan conflicts, I think that's totally a different animal.
Now, you're going to cover the dedication of Yellowstone County Veterans Cemetery, dedicated as a national cemetery. Is that part of what the overview was? This, you've been, the people in your area have been talking about this for quite a while, trying to get this thing dedicated. And when is that? That's today, this week? When is that?
That's going on at 12 noon today. And our congressmen, senators have been fighting this since 07.
Fighting? What were they trying to do?
Trying to have it as a national cemetery because Montana has so many, you know, veterans and everything, and the closest one is over in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
So they fought and fought, and there was, you know, really no way this was going to happen, but just a miracle happened, and it happened, and it's going to be dedicated today at 12 noon.
All right. Well, appreciate all of the support, the input, and the story around what's going on in your neck of the woods, because I'm sure it mirrors what's going on elsewhere. Many of the other hundreds of radio stations carry this program. We've got people listening right now saying, yeah, yeah, that's happening with me. And also, thanks for the plug for BuzzBox Coffee. I think you were one of the first ones that signed up, and there's a great story there. We ought to send that along, and Kenny post it on the Facebook page. Post it on yours, and we'll post it on ours. How's that for a deal?
You betcha. And when that box of BuzzBox Coffee
gets heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural gutsy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right,
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As they relate to our pop fascination with communication. So, at number 10 this week, Donald Sterling in the case against him and other things on sports talk radio. At number 9, Ms. Rice, Condoleezza Rice, withdrawing from Rutgers and what that all means, coupled with the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. A renewed investigation of Benghazi at number 8. The Russians in the Ukraine and Mr. Putin, what's going on with him? So number 6, Michael, up next here.
Yeah, Obamacare and criticism thereof. And actually, that includes people defending Obamacare, too. But most of the conversation on talk radio has been criticism of Obamacare. And I think we'll have that going on all the way through the next presidential election. Eventually, it'll probably start fading, and we'll live with Obamacare, which will evolve and become, another factor of life.
There's a fellow that will probably become a very interesting candidate as the situation continues to focus on the election, which is one of our items to talk about in a few moments. There's a fellow named Dr. Michael McFarlane, who has decided to run against Congressman John Yarmuth in Kentucky. He's a Democrat because of Yarmuth's support for Obamacare. Miners is either an oncologist or a GYN guy. I'm forgetting what his background is, but he's a legitimate MD, and he said, I never thought of politics before in my life, but my practice has been so affected by this negatively that people have urged me to run. And he said, I'm not necessarily a political guy, but in this circumstance, this is the issue. This is going to affect more people than anything else in the future, immediate future of our country, so I'm going to run. And I bet you this guy stands. I've listened to him, Michael. You might be interested to find him. He's very articulate. I'll bet he's got a good chance in the Louisville, Kentucky area of bumping off John Yarmuth.
Possible. He also might be out of touch. It might be that we're all out of touch, and maybe most of the country is happy with Obamacare.
Really?
I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm saying it's a possibility.
Yeah.
You look at the numbers, and sometimes the numbers are not coordinated with some of the comments you hear.
One of the things that this week was the subject matter of a number of talk shows, the people that certainly don't like the Democrats jumped right on the USA Today Pew Research poll that showed a poll of 1,500 people, a majority, I think it was 74%, said they were not happy with the direction the country was going in, and they would vote against, now that's what they say now, the incumbent, and most of this was in Democratic areas, so of course the Republican, the right-wing host jumping all over that, and again, whether it's right or not, time will tell, but certainly a focus of a lot of conversations.
I think a lot of people realize that it has nothing to do with who's the incumbent, but rather the system, and meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Right.
No matter who we elect, it always seems it comes back down to the same policies and the same situation. And what it really comes down to, in my opinion, is the little guy is getting screwed by the big guy.
Well, no better example of that than the number 5 item this week on our countdown.
Mm-hmm. households, lowest learner in contempt? What's your take on that?
Well, I think that she is guilty. I don't think any, very few people go to the, they plead the fifth. They're not trying to hide something or cover something up or protect themselves. And whether we give her the benefit of the doubt here, she doesn't deserve it. Her attitude is such that I don't, I mean, her body language, look at her facial expressions. If you really examine what she's about and you understand her background, it had nothing to do with the IRS. She was completely a political appointee. And so as that, very easy to understand if somebody calls in the White House and says, get these guys. And she says, yes, sir. And does it. So now she's become a victim of the bus, if you will, thrown under it by people who have a more important fish to fry.
She's a product of the system and a victim of the system. The system that we described before as being the underlying problem, no matter which party or which candidate gets elected.
So what do you think she's, in terms of pop culture issues, and you know, it's easy for people to go after people. It seems sometimes it's easier to identify people as the target rather than issues. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, absolutely. And I think you summed it up perfectly. She's a scapegoat. Doesn't matter about her. As I said, she's a symbol of something larger, and she'll be forgotten, and the problem will, of course, continue. There'll be new Lois Lerners. There'll be new, cretins exercising their own personal political point of view or advancing their careers or being tools of the political machine that's supposed to be serving the entire public.
If not cretins, certainly Cro-Magnons or Neanderthals.
I basically, you scratch my surface, and I hold most of these people in contempt because I think it comes down to a lot deeper problems than just, ideology on a superficial level.
We've let them get away with things because we've been too comfortable, too easily bought off, too complacent when it comes to things like the Supreme Court rulings, giving all this advantage to people who have money in the political system. Just bad.
And ultimately, talking to me, I blame education and I blame journalism.
Yep.
I believe that the news, the press, reporters, journalists, editors, publishers, television news should be very separate from politics. This goes back to why I find the White House Correspondents' Dinner obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I find it downright embarrassing.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a buddy-buddy relationship between the press and politics.
Nope. But you can't get a seat at the table. You can't get a seat. You know it as well as I do. We were talking about this last week in this very program, how you can't get a seat at the table anymore unless you suck up to the people in power, unless you're NBC, ABC, or CBS, or the Washington Post, New York Times, or LA Times. You don't get a seat at the table unless you suck up to Carney or whoever his cronies are in the White House press room. You don't.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, we have a long way to go before we truly are an enlightened, educated democracy. Truth, justice.
Maybe we've been there and we're on our way back. All right, stand by. Numbers 4 to numbers 1. Numbers 4 to numbers. How about numbers 4, 3, 2, and 1? Coming up as we review the hot stories of the week with Michael Harrison here.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match.
Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About...
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna...
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
A coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's get back here. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The final four listings, the stories we've been discussing, what the ramifications are for many of these stories, using pop culture, the connection to the pop media, and pop tools like smartphones. I will tell you, you'll laugh at this. I may have told you this earlier this week. I got a new Samsung Note 3.
And I was, what does that do?
Well, it's a smartphone that would, if I had bigger hands, be handy.
Bigger hands or smaller hands?
No, bigger hands, because I couldn't hold it and make it work using just one hand. You know, the smaller stuff you can use. I still have a flip phone, but I also have now procured, because I traded this thing in, for a very small smartphone. And the only trouble is that you can't do the digital thing very well because the keys are too small. But the rest of the stuff you can do.
We need to have smaller fingers.
That may
That's
be
what's going to happen.
Right.
Now, evolution follows, you know, the environment.
Yeah, right.
We're going to start having babies born with lots of little narrow fingers so they can get right into those little narrow, you know,
keys.
Buttons that you press.
All right, number four.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got 4 minutes. I got to get a minute a piece in all of these.
The Boko Haram kidnappings, which is just a frightening, chilling, scary, horrible story.
Yeah.
And at number three, we have the potential 2016 presidential candidate.
Another frightening, horrible story.
Talk about cretins. And the midterm elections coming up.
Right.
And should we move on to two?
Why not? This is
Monica
fun,
Lewinsky,
actually. Number two is
Monica
good.
Lewinsky stands up for her rights.
Right.
And in the Vanity Fair story, she feels that she has been abused by, we talk about pop culture and the media.
Well, and in terms of the feminist movement as well, she has some interesting insight if you actually see the story into what her relationship might have been with Mrs. Clinton and what Mrs. Clinton's role in this as a feminist was. It's really, actually, I think she's a very likable character. I think that she has come into a point, I mean, this is 14, she was 26 when it happened, she's 40 now, and it has basically impacted her life to the point where she can't go anywhere in peace, she can't hold a job, she's having a miserable life because, she was there and available, but she wouldn't have been into this if it wasn't for Clinton's, you know, encouraging it. Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, I hate this expression, but this really is apt. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, it isn't any deeper.
No.
It's just a colorful human interest story.
That's all.
Personal opinion, she didn't play it right. She just came forth, you know, and said, hey, I was young, this is what happened, you know, blah, blah. People forgive, they forget. She could have parlayed it into a great career. She could have been a host on The View. Management.
Yeah, somebody didn't get to her.
I don't feel sorry for her. I'm sorry. I just don't. You know, she's no different than millions of other people. That story plays out in a million different permutations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she could have parlayed it into something. She could have had a better life. I don't know. Maybe her life will yet be good. I wish her no harm.
Yeah.
We have climate change and new power plant regulations. And that ties into politics because climate and power have been politicized to the point that you don't know which way is up or down.
Right.
And you talk about a morass of complicated facts and subjects.
Well,
they all come under that umbrella.
Don't you think with a lack of credibility that most people have, again, going back to the Pew Research piece from USA Today earlier in the week, where most people just don't give, one of the reasons the Republicans are hopeful for the election results in midterm is because some people have disdain for the current administration and the status of things, because nothing is as it seems, as you just said. Now, is that any different than the George Bush years? Probably not. Maybe a little bit more underscored, because the people that they used to get elected are the most disenfranchised now. And that group, they're the ones who complain most about what hasn't happened as a result of the promises that were made, not only during the election the first round, but the second time around when he made more promises than he hasn't kept. And so in this circumstance, he's basically just pandering to the people who got him elected. Look at the amount of money that we would spend for power plants under these suggestions, and look at who's donated to his reelection, and you come up with 2 and 2 equaling 4.
Well, you solved it.
I saw
it. I was under the impression 2 plus 2 is 5.
Yeah.
Sometimes 3.
Yeah.
You know?
But there has to be, you know, we would ask our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, there's got to be a lot of legal challenges to all of this stuff. I mean, this thing becomes a can of worms.
Well, and that of course, ties into a whole other problem, and that everything becomes a legal can of worms.
Yep.
There's so much legalese and legal aspects and rules, regulations, and pages and pages and pages of minutiae,
right,
that basically tie us up and make us have a lot of problems going
more
forward, the way that matters.
Bureaucratic stuff, and then it makes for great fodder for conversations on programs like this and the many other thousands and thousands of hosts and good radio stations that are doing the News Talk format around the country. That's why we're here with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC Stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here most every week to overview some of the things that are on the charts for the week that have legal legal implications. One of the things that intrigues me about Steve is that he is the author and founder of a website that helps so many people around the country every day, every week, every month, scamaside.com. There are scam alerts that come out all the time. You can find out the latest, how to avoid them, how to protect yourself, et cetera, by going to Steve's website, scamaside.com. Let's talk about the IRS missing emails and legally. Are these people just digging themselves a bigger hole?
Well, you know, it would appear that way, but sometimes when you've got the smoking gun, you've got the gun behind the smoke. So they very well may be trying to cover up problems that, you know, are worse. However, you know, you really just go back to Watergate. And in Watergate, President Nixon, there were no allegations that he was behind the actions of the burglars. However, he learned about it and covered it up. So the things that they're doing now, perhaps destroying evidence, impeding an investigation, it could well be, as you say, that they're making what could be a minor problem even worse. So this is about as bad as it gets.
Well, what it shows is how bad they are at understanding their jobs, at understanding the country, at understanding our history. I mean, these people fell all over themselves. The Democrats couldn't wait to hang everybody out to dry, and now it's just the same thing reversed. You know, you send somebody an email, that's a legal document, right?
Absolutely. And there are records as far as they're supposed to be kept. The big thing is, as so many criminals have found out to their detriment, when you think you may have deleted something, very often it can be found somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, particularly if evidence was destroyed, whatever crimes they may have done are certainly going to be magnified.
Supreme Court had lots of announcements about rulings this week. I think, what, 7, 8, 9 of them? What did you think was the most important one and why?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting because my looking at them was the headlines weren't really what happened. So, for instance, a major one as it was portrayed was saying that President Obama didn't have the right to make recess appointments. But if you read a little bit closer into it, the question actually that they answered was it has to be a legitimate recess appointment. It isn't something where they just don't happen to be there at the moment. So the fact of recess appointments, they're still going to go by. They just have to be legitimate. Same thing with the abortion buffer zone. Once again, what they did was they had a buffer zone law in Massachusetts that said demonstrators and protesters had to stay 35 feet away. But they just said that that was too far. They didn't say that they still couldn't didn't have any kind of a buffer zone. And Chief Justice Roberts, as a matter of fact, even in his opinion, pointed to one in another municipality that had done it that was of a closer distance. So a lot of these decisions were not quite as startling as they initially appeared.
Where in the heck in the legislation does it say 32 feet instead of 35? I mean, this seems like a stray. How do they come up with a legal, the legal chutzpah to make this stick?
Yeah, you know, it always gets me. It's, okay, why 9, why 10, where are your numbers?
And what's the legal basis for that? Where in the Constitution does it say we can be X number of feet away from wherever the protest venue is? That really seems like a stretch to me.
Well, there is a legitimacy on both sides, because the woman going into the abortion clinic has the right not to feel threatened or harassed. And so there were situations before these laws came in where the people literally, it was like watching a baseball manager argue with the umpire. They would be nose to nose. That's threatening, and that is not freedom of speech. But you don't have to be, you know, 9, 10, 20 feet away in order to permit free speech. So just so long as it doesn't make a threat.
All right. 30 seconds on the continuing focus on these illegal immigrants and what we're doing, if anything.
You know, it boggles me. You know, I understand the humanitarian aspects of it and the fact that so many children coming here. But you have to look at the fact that you're talking about illegal immigration. And it's a slap in the face to every legal immigrant who has gone through the system. So I got to admit I'm a bit more of a hardliner here. Change the immigration laws if you want. But, you know, don't just decide we're going to ignore them in certain situations.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with overall opinions and thoughts about some of the legal ramifications of the items that are on the forefront, front burner, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.